It's Monday, March 18th, 2013. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music show where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
The finest ingredients are right in the mix.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Replicant, replicant, where have you been? Replicant, what is that stuff in your hair? Replicant, why do you lie on the ground? Shoveling handfuls of dirt on yourself. You got his eyes, same exact smile. All that he has, all this will be yours. Replicant, someone is waiting outside. He says you did something wrong to his friend. Look at me when I'm talking to you. What have you got there behind your back? You got his eyes, same exact smile. All that he has, all this will be yours. I found this when I was cleaning your room. I think you got some explaining to do. Whatever you did, we'll get through this. Go out the back and I'll deal with the cops. You got his eyes, same exact smile. All that he has, all this will be yours.
Oh man, what a fun way to start off this here episode of the show. They Might Be Giants, Brooklyn's very own musical ambassadors of love, your favorite band and mine, They Might Be Giants. That was the song Replicant. It's off their brand new record called Nanobots, which just came out recently. And Nanobots is interesting. It's like 20 tracks, but a lot of them are very short, you know, like 7 seconds long or whatever. And unlike, say, on Apollo 18, where they did Fingertips, and it was just a big, it was like a song made up of tiny songs, this is just sort of like random throughout the album, just scattered about, like, oh, a 16-second song, you know? And I don't know, I'm not sure it works. I mean, it just, it's sort of, it's hard to get into those songs, and so you end up just giving them a low star rating, and then the album artificially looks like it has a bad star rating because you gave the 4-second song 2 stars because you don't really want that coming up in a playlist. Anyway, what am I talking about? Nothing. I'm just here to say, They Might Be Giants. They got this new record. I thought Replicants was pretty good. I think these songs are going to sound great in concert, and I think the production on the record is, like most newer They Might Be Giants albums, kind of lacking. I don't know what it is. The production value doesn't work for me, the way they produce these things, these new They Might Be Giants. I don't know what it is. But songs are good. I think the songs are pretty good. So speaking of things that are good, how about this new record from Youth Lagoon? That's right, man, Youth Lagoon. This is one dude, he makes these amazing songs, and his first album was so good that everyone was like, what's he gonna do for a second album? How is he gonna top that? And man, I think he may have topped it. It's really good. This new album is called Wondrous Bug House, and it is just fantastic. We're gonna hear a couple tracks. We're gonna hear Mute and Daisy Phobia. Mute is fantastic. Daisy Phobia is really great. It's like probably the best song on the record, but it takes a little while to get going. All the songs are kind of long. Whatever. They're great. You're gonna love it. So here we go. Youth Lagoon, without further ado, Mute and Daisy Phobia. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. right, so right back there, two fantastic songs by a band from Toronto, Canada. They're called Persian Rugs, and I really like them a lot. We heard Always All, and I Have Been Assured, both from their Always All EP. So we heard the title track there, and then another track. It's all they've released, so it's all I could pull from. But I'm looking forward to a release from these guys, because I think they're fantastic. Speaking of things that are very good, how about Penback? Remember them back in the like late 90s, early 2000s, and then also they had a couple albums in the mid-2000s that you don't remember? Because they'd have like one good song, Fortress, off of an album that no one cares about. Anyway, so they got a new record. It's called Information Retrieved, and it's actually pretty darn good. At the beginning, a little generic towards the start, but I think by the end it gets really strong, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from later in it. We're going to hear first A Request, and then the song Sediment. Both fantastic, both by San Diego's very own Penback. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
talking about the post office, we have two options, private system and a public system. Private system is called FedEx and UPS, DHL, etc., right? The public system is the United States Post Office. Now, UPS, FedEx, for example, will not deliver to some rural areas, and they will not deliver to residences in some instances. Why? Because they only care about the services where they make money. And the rural areas are a pain in the ass, and you don't make any money off that. So if there was no public option for the post office, if you lived in a rural area, tough luck. You don't get any mail. Okay? Kind of like we do with health care. Well, if you got a pre-existing condition, tough luck. You don't get any health care. There's no money in it for them, so who cares? You're going to die, that's your problem, not their problem. You're going to live in a rural area, that's your problem, not their problem, right? Now, that's one side of it. The other side of it is, you know, people complain about the postage price. A stamp is now 44 cents. It's gone up a lot in my lifetime. I remember when it was a dime. The same exact postage delivered by FedEx in the same exact amount of time costs $10.31. You want to take away the public option in postal services? Yeah, go for it. See how that turns out for you. To send a letter, if anybody still does that, $10.31. Well, UPS, what can Brown do for you? They can deliver it for $11.20. The cheapest option, private option, is 23 times as expensive as the public option, the United States Postal Service. And they do it, from what I understand, rain or sunshine, sleet or snow. Turns out, the government can do some things right.
Says I'm lucky. Never mind. What? traffic. It's I got stuck in traffic, if you know what I mean.
Oh man, this right here. It's Sounds of My Head favorites, Shout Out Louds, from where else but Stockholm, Sweden. The first song we heard was Walking in Your Footsteps. This one right here, Glasgow. And it just goes on for a while instrumentally, so I decided to talk over it. They're both from a brand new record. It's called Optica. Pretty good stuff. If you like the Shout Out Louds, you're definitely going to want to check out this one, even if I'm not going to say it's like their strongest record ever. But they're definitely getting back to their roots with songs that sound like The Cure. Like, they got this one song that just sounds just like The Cure. Like, here, just listen to this little... I'm just going to play like a little riff from this song and see if it's not Six Different Ways to You. Yeah, it is. It's totally The Cure, that song. It's just like a total... Anyway, whatever. Shout Out Louds are great. They've always done that. They've always cribbed from The Cure, and that's fine with me because I like them. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, new music from the Postal Service. Digging in the archives here with the Pen Back and Shout Out Louds. You know, these bands that I've loved for a really long time, they got new stuff, and the Postal Service is one of those. They're touring again. They've got this 10th anniversary re-release of their album, and they got this one single, this like new song that they've released. It's called A Tattered Line of String, and it's pretty solid. If you like the Postal Service, you're going to like it because, it's just like the Postal Service. Here we go, the Postal Service with A Tattered Line of String. Where else but finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
We drained every dime in the Lower East Side, and you failed to catch the train back to Queens. So you came to my room, we did some things that we knew not to do.
Tattered line of string, and you tied round every got it covered with cans of food, filtered water and pictures of you, and I'm not coming out till it's all over. And I'm looking through the glass where the light bends around the cracks, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, pretending the echoes belong to someone. And we become silhouettes when our bodies finally go ba 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 ba.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Mosh Mompkin Abaddon by They Might Be Giants and Jessica by the Allman Brothers as covered by They Might Be Giants. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com or send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, keep in touch any way you can. We'll see you again on the next episode of The Sounds in My Head.